Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. Ready? Oh, stretch it out. Ooh, oh, I hurt my shoulder golfing. That's what a tough life
wow.
I have. Ow.
Wow.
Won't be able to pull weeds with that arm, that's for sure.
That's how you got two of them.
What?
Two arms.
Don't even.
Really?
Well, please don't. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. You know, our veterans, we can't do enough for them, and we can't say enough about them, and we really should always appreciate them, and of course, they're recognized on certain days, and try to get in the habit of thanking people for their service, if you can, and because our veterans... A lot of them, they've been through a lot. You've got a lot of PTSD. You've got a suicide rate that is, you know, just unbelievably high. It's unacceptably high. And this is all intertwined. The Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act advanced in the House Committee on Veteran Affairs on Tuesday, inching closer to the restoration of hundreds of thousands of veterans' gun rights. And, Breitbart spoke with one of the congressmen involved in this, Eli Crane, and blasted unelected bureaucrats who have targeted the rights of military veterans who use a fiduciary to help with their finances. So basically, it is take guns away from those who are not or cannot handle their own financial affairs. In other words, they're saying that you're of diminished capacity, you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm.
Okay, so maybe my math isn't good, and maybe numbers overwhelm me, but I'm still a pretty good shot, and I'm still a responsible adult here. You know,
right.
They shouldn't be connected that way.
No, and that's what they're going to try to right that wrong, if you will. And here's what made me think. And this Congressman Crane is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. And he noted that Democrats who support the status quo, in other words, keep the restriction in place, on bureaucrats being able to strip away gun rights, often claim they do so in order to reduce suicide among veterans, particularly combat veterans. But Crane rejected this line of thinking. Remember, he's a politician, yes, but first, he is a Navy SEAL. And he said, quote, "When it comes to suicide, a lot of these individuals, a lot of veterans who are struggling with PTSD and have some of these issues, one of their biggest issues is fear and trauma because they thought they might lose their life in battle against other people with guns." Does that make sense? In other words, this can only add, if they have the insecurity of not being armed, could this only add to their PTSD? That's one of the things that is like a... Well, for lack of a better term, unfortunately, trigger for many of them is this feeling of insecurity, not being able to protect themselves, you know, when the bad guys are coming. And remember, this was, you know, it's via trauma that this association takes place and kind of gets, you know, hammered into your thought process. So I don't know how many people saw it from that perspective. I'm sure, you know, a lot of veterans understand that. But I thought I would share that with people. And hopefully this Second Amendment protection will continue to advance and make it through the House.
Glad somebody's doing that. That's good to know.
Yeah, it really is. Talk about major appropriations of somebody else's culture, huh? It was on this day in 1763.
Ooh, we're going back.
Pontiac's Rebellion begins.
I miss Pontiacs. They were so cool.
Yeah, but the thing is, back in those days, you couldn't say, what kind of engine you got in that Pontiac? Know what I mean?
I do.
He was an Ottawa chief, Pontiac. And his rebellion begins when a confederacy of native warriors under Ottawa chief Pontiac attacked the British force at... Where were Pontiacs made?
Oh.
Detroit.
They were in Detroit? I wasn't sure if they were there
or
somewhere.
Well, actually, I guess they moved out to Pontiac.
Michigan. That's
After failing to take the fort in their initial assault, Pontiac's forces made up of Ottawas and reinforced by Wyandots and Potawatomis initiated a siege that would stretch into months.
And then, of course, Dippin-Dots was a later generational version.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
But Pontiac's Rebellion, and so he was paid back.
Yeah.
Put his resemblance or whatever on dealership signs across the country.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Those, if you can find one.
Oh,
they bring a pretty penny. Yeah.
I hated to see... I mean, I know that GM had the downsize, but I really did hate to see Pontiac be one of the brands that went away.
I like the 400. The Pontiac 400 was good.
Uh-huh.
It was a good motor.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's how it all began.
Wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
Let's get a little history here on the Bob Rowe Show.
Yeah. Attack the British forces at Detroit. That goes to give you a little idea of... That was a while ago.
Yeah.
1763.
Redcoats and Redskins.
What were the Brits even doing there when, you know, Detroit's a French word?
Yeah, come on.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's history.
Yes, it is.
It's cool. It's fun, especially when I get a hold of it and explain it.
And rearrange it sometimes.
What's going on with this? The WNBA. Why can't these people be happy?
Oh, my goodness.
The mother of WNBA star Angel Reese.
Yeah.
She's the one that has this ongoing issue with Caitlin Clark, if you will.
No,
so the
probably.
Mother... of Angel Reese, appeared to take a shot at Caitlin Clark's fans, claiming that Reese's fans and Clark's fans ain't the same. Ain't the same.
Wow. Okay, well, never mind. Yeah.
Let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin.
Mm-hmm. Or in this case, by their attitude.
Yeah, the Chicago Sky player's mom, Webb Reese, went on to attack against Clark's fans, hinting that she thinks Clark has no achievements. What?
She's kicked everybody's butt, including your daughter, so shut up. That's my opinion. That's my editorial.
Oh, that certain fan base looking in the stands celebrating attendance while others are looking up in the rafters celebrating championship banners, Reese's mom wrote on an X post Saturday. We ain't the same. Different year, same haters. Have a great day. Huh.
We see where Angel gets her attitude from, I guess.
Yeah, but not where... her name came from.
No, that is... Well, see, she is kind of like the whole, you know...
She's like Joy.
Joy Behar.
I knew you were going to go
Joy
there.
Joy Reid. Uh-huh. What's the other one? What's the other happy name that isn't? What's the other one?
Sunny?
Sunny, yeah. That's who I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
None of them are any of those things.
The market, I know, you know, in the pre-dawn hours, the market was looking up. I don't, quite frankly, have it right in front of me. I don't know what it's doing right now, but... I think you're going to see some improvement today. One of the reasons why is last night, you had the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, on with Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle on Fox News Channel. Have you noticed he has a, I don't know if I'd call it a different and somewhat odd speech pattern? Have you noticed that about him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously a very intelligent man.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, just odd, I guess I'd call her different.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what he said several things on the show, but one of the things that he talked about was basically saying, look, I don't care if they keep making clothes and tennis shoes in China. What we're considered, what we're considering and what we care about is strategic industries. So I think by making that differentiation, I think that the market will, you know, react well to that or not react negatively. So he's not calling for a total decoupling, which would not be smart on our part right now anyway.
Right.
But to start producing things in this country that truly are needed would be the smart move. And that looks like that's the page they're on right now. He also said, we're going to talk with China on trade this weekend. So they've already got kind of a schedule penciled in on that. And I think that would bode well for the market as well.
Sounds like he's a little better looking into the future than the person and his predecessor.
Janet Yellen!
Yeah, her. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad she's not Ellen too much anymore.
Yeah.
30 minutes away from things that make you smile. And it is a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Happy hump day. Happy.
Extra buttons.
Happy hump day, Trump day on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:22, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And let's see. Do you want to hear from our old friend?
Crazy
Crockett.
What's she up to now?
Oh, Crazy Crockett?
Yep.
She is fuming over President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security offering the deal to illegal immigrants. You know, where they get $1,000 if they self-deport, they get the plane ticket and all that?
Yeah, we save loads of money by doing that.
She's calling it a scam.
On who? We save lots of money and illegals go home.
She said that it's not enough for many She says left their country due to political violence and for the opportunity to work. Well, he's offering it. Some may take him up on it. Some may not.
That's right.
But why are you calling it a scam? It's not a scam. As long as he delivers, you get the ticket. When you get to your home country, we give you $1,000.
And the reality is that scenario isn't really most of why most of them came here. They're from around the world in all kinds of situations. No.
Yeah, I mean, that there's a percentage that she could be speaking for.
Sure.
But that's not the vast majority.
And even then,
she knows it.
It's not a have-to situation on our part.
Right.
So
the Department of Homeland Security announced the offering on Monday includes potential travel assistance as well as a one-time stipend for illegals who register to self-deport. The advantage of doing that is not just $1,000 and the free plane ticket. It puts you in the good column if you want to return to the U.S. legally.
Mm-hmm.
Puts you in the positive column. Doing this would not only prioritize them from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportation, but potentially open the door for them to re-enter the United States legally in the future. So
there you go.
But no, it's
a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a voluntary thing. If you think, hey, this I don't want to live with this pressure over me that I, you know, could get kicked out or locked up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take the money and go home, and I'm going to say I want to be in good, you know, stead with the U.S. and that. You know, because I might want to come back, and if I do, I want to come back legally because I don't want this
right
hanging over my head. I touched on this story earlier, but we didn't get into it far enough. A California woman's been convicted of aiding hundreds of illegal migrants in their efforts to obtain green cards. And one of the things she did was she created fraudulent medical records without authorization from a doctor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Chantel Woods of San Luis Obispo County pleaded guilty Monday, and the 54-year-old woman's been operating a clinic called Medical Weight Loss and Immigration Services. Well, it was a joke, I said.
Hmm.
Lose those pounds and gain a green card or something
yes.
like that.
Weight Loss and Immigration Services.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One of the doctors that Ms. Woods used to create the fake medical exam documents was deceased. So, yes, you're using documentation signed off by a deceased doctor. Also, she further admitted that she used the DEA registration number of that deceased physician to order more than
yes
150,000 tablets of controlled substances, including testosterone, codeine, Xanax, and weight loss medication. Hmm. In her plea, the convict admitted to falsifying forms for 328 migrants for a fee of $450 each. Hmm. So she had a good little game going.
Yeah.
She's making money off the illegals. So at $450 a crack, what's that? She netted about $14,000.
And Not shabby.
And then 150,000 tablets, depending on what it is, I'm sure she'll probably get $10 a piece. So, yeah.
Man, what an entrepreneur, shall we say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When migrants are applying for green cards, federal law requires doctors to perform medical examinations and provide a signed form attesting, in part, that the physician performed the medical examination and truly and accurately completed the form based on the examination and the information provided by the applicant. So, Woods has since been released, apparently, on a $10,000 bond until her July 31st sentencing hearing, at which she would receive a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison for each count. So, I wonder if Ms. Woods has kept in touch with any of her friends, her illegal friends.
Uh-huh.
Will she soon be, you know, getting on that self-deportation bus and headed toward Mexico?
Could be.
Where she can spend that money that she made.
Uh-huh.
Or she can go to prison.
Well, there's an option.
She's 54 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The dumber the decision and the later you make it in life.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, she would have to worry about room and board at some point then, maybe.
No, maybe not.
Maybe it was a smart decision on her part.
It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts and sharing them with us. And we'll do all that coming up in a little bit right here. 97.3, The Sky.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
A little blast from the past and a revelation. 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. The biggest story of the day is launching missiles. India did. Launched some missiles into Pakistan, allegedly for some kind of payback for a terrorist attack. They've been in squabbles over this area, this mountain region, Kashmir, and hopefully it'll just simmer down like, things have done in the past. It could blow up something bigger. We don't want to see that because they both have lots of nuclear weapons. So that there's no winner. There's no winner.
And no chicken dinner.
Yeah. Listen to this story, and I'm going to clean it up, but there's lots of little interesting tidbits in it. Okay, first of all, I got to set the stage. Do you remember the guy that ran into Trump's National Doral Golf Club? He ran in there like with an American flag, and he got into a shootout with cops. Does that ring a bell? That was back in 2018. Okay? So I remember. It was like a headline. It kind of came and went. So this guy's name is Jonathan Oddi. Or it could be Odie, O-D-D-I, which I tend to want to say odd, well, because of this story. So he was caught on camera carrying a U.S. flag, ranting about the president, stomped into the lobby of the Trump National Doral Golf Club, and got into a shootout with the cops. He was arrested. And then he made a series of crazy claims to police.
Okay.
One of them was, I had been kept as a sex slave by Puffy Combs.
No.
Diddy Combs, whatever. Sean Diddy
really?
Combs, right?
P. Diddy, yeah. Wow.
He said, I had, relations with Cassie, who was his girlfriend then, and yeah. Sean, basically, and I don't need to go into further detail, but listen to this. So he made that claim.
Right.
And everybody's like, yeah, right, sure. And yeah. I'm the Queen of England, you know? Well, apparently, an NDA...
Yeah.
That's where you can't disclose,
Non-disclosure.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
Apparently, he signed one with Combs back in 2014, 4 years before this event occurred, which would kind of back up his story about the rapper.
Goodness.
Oh, it gets better. Now, Oddi said that he agreed to the NDA in exchange for $5 million. And this guy, by the way, he was like a stripper at bachelorette parties or whatever. And then he thought that he had some kind of gift. So he went into the porn industry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which leads to another good story. So the date of the contract was around the same time as our divorce. They're talking to his ex-wife, Tanya Troutwine, who was an attorney. So remember this. She's an attorney. So supposedly smart, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, I almost feel like he divorced me because he came into all this money so that I wouldn't claim it. Yeah, that exactly seems to be the case. But listen to this. She says, our lives were already going in different paths. I started feeling like a third wheel in someone else's life rather than a wife. Remember what he does for a living now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she said he really began to change after moving from his job as a stripper to becoming a porn star. And he met Diddy around this time, according to his ex-wife. And she said he spent less time with his wife and started partying more with Combs and Ventura. That's the Cassie's last name. And he said, look, he would have played perfectly into that kind of scenario or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she decided to get out of the marriage after discovering that this guy, Adi, was having an affair with a fellow porn star. Now,
how can you
remember
tell?
What he does? Yeah, this is what he does for a living.
Uh-huh.
He did it, I guess, when cameras weren't rolling.
Okay.
And at that point,
it's
I guess
affair.
She
okay.
felt like
gotcha.
He was cheating on her, I guess.
Right. Okay.
But they stayed on good terms, apparently. And then he, you know, when she wanted a divorce, he didn't fight it at all. He's like, okay, you know, sign off on it.
Right.
And he claimed he was making $2,000 a month as a fitness trainer, had a net worth of negative $1,800. That's in the divorce documents. But he went on a spending spree less than a month after the divorce was finalized, buying 5 distressed properties for $765,000 in the space of 2 months. And guess what? He bought them mortgage-free.
Okay.
So that was bought with cash. That would be around the same time he allegedly received his $5 million windfall from Diddy. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So,
I wonder why the whole flag and the lobby and all that kind of thing. I mean,
well, his ex-wife.
What was the goal of all that, or what was the point?
Yeah, the ex-wife, when asked about that, she said, you know, she heard about it, but she really had kind of, you know, kind of lost contact with him. And, yeah, he began shouting about Trump before allegedly shooting at officers who shot him in the legs before arresting him. And he faces charges of attempted murder of law enforcement officers, armed burglary, armed grand theft, still in a Florida jail awaiting trial.
Hmm.
His apparent breakdown came just months after Cassie Ventura ended her relationship with Combs for good. I don't know if that it was the ex-wife that pointed that out. She said, I don't think it's a coincidence. So if any of this is true, that P. Diddy abused Cassie or was being aggressive, Johnny definitely would have softened that situation and would have tolerated the abuse instead. He would have tried to help the situation and not make Cassie feel bad about it. That's according to his ex. But, yeah.
That's a weird That just sounds like a scene in a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, and here you have Combs, what? Coming up for trial. I guess they're still in the middle of trying to get a jury situated.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be fun.
But, what you know, you pick up this nutbag that's running around with a gun, the American flag, yelling, you know, nasty things about Trump. And he claims, he's a sex slave of Combs. And it appears, according to the document, if it's valid and he made those big purchases,
there was
didn't have any money. He got money somewhere. And I wonder, would that be part of the case against Combs now?
Right.
Would that be relevant? I would think maybe it is. I mean, if you've
one
got somebody who
puzzle.
Was
puzzle.
Wow. So
it's a crazy world out there, Bob.
Yeah. But you break up with your husband because he's having an affair with somebody that he's making porn movies with.
Uh-huh. Talk about your work wife.
But she knows he was a porn actor.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that? I'm open-minded, but not that open-minded?
Yeah, it's kind of a road to go down.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, it's okay when it's not emotional.
If cameras and lights are rolling, is it cool?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You could turn the cameras and lights on. Nope, you have to be getting paid to do it.
Right.
And then that falls maybe into a different category.
Which is a whole legality thing.
So, see, I share these stories, though, so that people in difficult situations can feel somewhat normalized in comparison.
Plus, you don't want to get caught at work looking stories like this up on your work computer.
Unless I'm actually using them.
Yeah, right.
Shh.
Oh.
Simmer down, Greg.
I was talking to everybody else, not you.
You know, it'll be weird if tomorrow Greg Cassidy's on the air and I'm not.
That would be strange.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what'd Greg brought that up about.
What'd they do with Bob? Where'd they ship him off to?
CNN. Are they changing? Are they changing? Eh. And I'm being serious when I ask this. I haven't tuned in a long time because, honestly, it would make it, I would throw up inside my mouth every time I heard those idiots. And but they've had these polls that come up, and they have the people right on the air saying, yeah, Trump is kicking everyone's butt in this area, and Trump's doing this, and Trump's... And I'm like, wow, maybe they are changing. I might have to check them out again.
Yeah.
But they said that as far as addressing crime, this recent poll shows that the numbers are much better for Trump than former President Joe Biden, which is news to nobody except maybe those people that work at CNN.
But they are doing stories you would have never dreamed a couple of years ago they would have done.
Yeah.
So who knows?
And every once in a while, it's like the truth actually slips out.
Just a little touch of legitimacy.
Yeah.
There. Just a little bit.
We'll see where that leads and what that leads to. All right, folks. I'm going to turn it over to you. It's called Things That Make You Smile. It's upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us, kind of a count your blessings kind of a thing. Non-political. I said non-political. But I'd like you to call in now, please. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and it is time for you to share your upbeat, positive thoughts with us. And we affectionately call it Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, please, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's making you smile?
Well, what's making me smile? You have a great time at your family reunion. But when you were talking about the Pontiac, I just want to make you guys just very jealous because my husband's going to be retiring soon, and what he wants to do with his retirement is restore our 1965 Pontiac GTO and our 1979 Pontiac Firebird.
Ooh.
The two Pontiacs that, would make me the most envious. Congratulations and good luck. I want to see those vehicles after they're restored.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To 65 GTO. I wrote down GTO. As soon as she said Pontiac, I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Firebird, of course, is awesome.
Oh, absolutely. That was like, high school memories for us and pre-high school. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right, good stuff. See, that makes you smile.
Oh, we're smiling and just a little jealous, as she mentioned, true.
Yeah, but I'd like to check them out in person at some point when they're done.
Yeah, borrow the keys, donuts,
whatever.
Donuts in the parking lot,
I don't care if we eat donuts in the parking lot or at the donut shop, man. It's all good. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I got my Mother's Day letter off to my mom, and it consists of my handwritten, love and affection for, and it's three postcards. One is the Grand Palace in Bangkok, Thailand, and one is Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, and then the other is a hibiscus flower floating on the water in Japan, so... My mom's going to get some good stuff in just a day or two.
Wow, that makes me smile, and it's a good time to remind everybody that, yes, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you take care of business and the mother of your kids as well. And I got to tell you, it reminds me of my mom because I was born on Mother's Day. Yep.
Wow.
And
so she didn't even get to go out for, dinner on Mother's Day.
Well, she just received the greatest gift that one could ever receive on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Not just the gift of life.
Oh, no, not any life.
But me.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Little Robbie.
I was already singing and dancing hours later. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You're going to have your hands full with this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, although they are kind of talking about a chance of rain several afternoons for the next several days in a row. So Definitely, if you are going to be taking mom out, make some plans, make reservations, all that kind of good thing. Not a bad idea.
Oh, and I get to reinstate my man card.
Really?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I put my highway pegs on my brand new Harley.
Really?
I did it.
Now, is this the myself. Thing that needed, like, the little weird springy thing, or was that something else?
Related to that. It was with the floorboards because It required two to fill the space, which were hard to hold in while you're putting it in. The highway pegs went along at a much faster pace, and I was almost to the point to where, you know, you pat yourself on the back, you go, yeah, I can do that.
Right.
But then you're honest and say, I still don't have any skills. But
well, sometimes you don't have the right tools, and you need three hands. For some projects like that.
That's true. And but no, I was able to get it done.
Awesome.
And I'm happy.
Well, obviously yesterday was Jennifer and ours our 8th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she is doing for me, she has a new massage therapist at her office. And so she has scheduled a massage for me. My back's been giving me a little trouble. Perfect timing. Awesome wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh, I know.
That is nice.
I know.
Now, this is a licensed therapist.
Oh, yeah, this is all legit, above board, professional.
I mean, I figured that.
Yeah, because it's at my wife's office, so it's legit.
Is she going to be there?
Oh, yeah, she'll be around.
I think you have you're very fortunate to have your wife. We're just going to
leave it right there.
We're going to move on from there. And if you're listening, hi, Jennifer, love you.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Smokey Robinson, accused of sexual misconduct and false imprisonment Tuesday, a lawsuit filed by four anonymous former employees. Smokey's 85 now. He's accused of harassing and assaulting four former housekeepers. Between 2006 and 2024, the accusers are seeking $50 million in damages. And also, his wife of 25 years is accused of perpetuating a hostile work environment. Representatives for Smokey did not immediately respond for a request of comment. Smokey Robinson could be the smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a safe and a great day. See ya.